So a couple of days ago here in the UK, in London, there was some very strange events that occurred. First of all, some horses broke loose and ran through the streets of London in the morning. And then secondly, just after that, something really weird happened with the iconic clock, Big Ben. And in the press reports, even non-believers were saying, this is times of the end, the apocalypse. So first of all, let me introduce myself. My name's Paul. I'm a former atheist, now an evangelist, a lover of Jesus and a lover of people. I'm out on the streets preaching the gospel, and I also work with a group of people to minister to the homeless and to those that are in need. And in praying for people, I see God move in mighty ways. And if you would like to support the ministry, then please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, and hit the bell to be notified of future videos. So before I get into the events of London, I just want to share a couple of things that happened over the recent weeks. As I said, I go out on the streets, I preach the gospel, and I go out praying for people and spreading the good news and love of Jesus. And the last three times that I've been out, I've noticed that there's been an increase in the grace that is on the streets. I seem to have prayed for more people out on the streets in the last three times than I did the previous 10 times before that. And again, there's been more salvations on the last three times that I've been out than the previous 10 times. But also, in the last three times, I've seen more demons manifest when I've been out on the streets. People getting angry, people starting to manifest their demons directly in front of us than the previous 10 times. And in my videos, I've often spoken about how the Lord has shown me that there is the increase of the dark days coming as we read in the book of Revelation. But there's also an increase in the light of the bride of Christ, those that are out doing the works. And I've often spoken on my videos about how things are going to get more difficult. We can see that in the book of Revelation, but I want to read from the book of Matthew, Matthew 24. And because lawlessness is increased, most people's love will become cold. So as we're out on the streets, we're starting to see that increase of lack of love and people's reaction to when you preach the gospel in the name of Jesus. And the demons genuinely do not like it. But I've also said on those videos that as the dark times increase, that the Lord has shown me that so will there be a remnant of people, a remnant of the church, that rise up to be a church like the book of Acts. And I want to read 2 Timothy 1. For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline. And these most recent times on the streets have been showing me a stark contrast and increase in both those things, both the darkness and the power of the Holy Spirit manifesting. And as we continue to go out on the streets, then we see the Holy Spirit fall on people. More people have been weeping in those last few times on the streets. More people have been encountering Jesus. And likewise, more demons have been manifesting. But this battle can also be a battle in the believer's heart. Only today, while I've been out on the streets, I met a Christian lady and I actually got a word of knowledge for her, and I shared that word of knowledge, and she started to tear up and I started to pray for her. And then she started to talk about us being on the streets and what we were doing. And then she said something that stopped me dead in my tracks. She said that she kept her faith private. She didn't push or mention her faith to other people. And what a sad state of affairs that is. To profess to be a lover and a believer of Jesus, but not to be in love with him enough that his love and joy and his living waters overflow out of her, that all she can do is share the love of Jesus, the gospel, and what Jesus has for other people. And don't get me wrong, I've been there too. There was a long period of time in my life where if you said to me, what is your faith? I'd say, I'm a Christian. But I would not be sharing my faith. I wouldn't have been telling people about Jesus because I didn't have that true encounter, an overflowing love relationship with Jesus that's just spilled out of every part of my being that people would just see. So I was one of these people for a long period of time, and it was only by encountering Jesus and having a real encounter with him and getting so full of him that he started to overflow. I often pray to the Holy Spirit, not only to be a representative of Jesus, but to represent Jesus to others. And when I speak to people, that are like what I used to be. My heart breaks because I just know they've not had that encounter. They've just not got that relationship with Jesus. And I pray that the Lord just encounters them in a fresh new way. But also, being on the streets and sharing the gospel, I'm also acutely aware that time is short. We haven't got long. That as we sit here today, there are multitudes going to hell. There are many people that do not know Jesus, and his heart breaks over them. He came and he died on the cross for them, and his heart breaks because they make the choice that they don't want to know him. But also, we have an emerging unreached people group. Because we've kicked God out of schools, because we've kicked him out of institutions, then the message of Jesus isn't being preached. It's being watered down by the things of the world. So I've found more recently that when I speak to people, they genuinely don't understand who Jesus was, what he came to do, and what it means for them. So we do have more and more of an unreached people group that need to hear the gospel message. And this brings me to the events that happened in London 2 days ago. Now, each morning, the Household Cavalry in London take their horses out and ride their horses and give them some exercise. And they do that every single day. But this week on Wednesday, 5 horses were spooked and 2 of them bolted. And they bolted through central London, hitting buses, taxis, and they ran down the street until they were finally caught at a different part of London. And it was a black horse and a pale horse. And this reminded me of the last 2 horses in Revelation 6. When he broke the 3rd seal, I heard the 3rd living creature say, "Come." I looked and behold a black horse, and the one who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hand. And I heard something like a voice in the centre of the 4 living creatures saying, "A quart of wheat for a denarius, and 3 quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not damage the oil and the wine." When the Lamb broke the 4th seal, I heard the voice of the 4th living creature saying, "Come." I looked and behold an ashen horse, and the one who sat on it had the name Death, and Hades was following with him. Authority was given to them over 1/4 of the earth to kill with the sword and famine and plague and the wild animals of the earth. So these are the 2 last horses of the apocalypse that are talking about famine, they're talking about death, and they occur as part of the Great Tribulation. And as we know from Daniel's writing, the Great Tribulation is the last 3.5 years before the return of Christ for his millennial rule. And Revelation is talking about God judging the earth. And this is a visible sign for people to repent of their sin and turn to Jesus before the judgment of God is poured out, just like it says in the book of Revelation. So the horses are being caught. And I think they were caught at something like 8:35. The next strange occurrence was that the iconic tower clock in London, next to the Houses of Parliament, which is where the government seat and meet, stopped at 9 a.m. and its hands were stuck at 9 o'clock. Then at 10 a.m, the hands were unstuck. And as it started to tick a few minutes past 10 o'clock, it sounded the hourly chime. But instead of sounding 10 chimes for 10 o'clock, it sounded 11 chimes. So people were looking in the natural to see 10 o'clock, but Big Ben was sounding 11 o'clock a different time. And this is really profound. So what I felt that these circumstances were saying was this, that it's a warning to repent, turn away from sin, turn to Jesus, because the end of days is coming. The Great Tribulation is on its way, and signs are being revealed to point that this is coming. And while we might think there's plenty of time, in the natural we're all carrying on about our business, watching the world's events, but thinking that there's still plenty of time. But really, it's later than what we think. And God is saying, time is short. It's not a time to be complacent as a Christian, just like that lady on the streets. It's time to be fully in love with Jesus, to be overflowing with the love of Jesus and the power of the Holy Spirit. It's time for the bride of Christ to be fully aware of the times and what her role is. And it's time for Christians to truly declare the love of Jesus, to stand on the word of God, to be doing his will and to be obedient to what the Lord is telling us to do. While I'm talking, Holy Spirit's just spoken 1 Corinthians 2 to me, so I'm just going to read that. Thank you, Lord. Really feel the presence of God on this message today. Really feel the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit in this room. So this is what Holy Spirit's just spoken to me. And when I came to you, brothers and sisters, I did not come as someone superior in speaking ability or wisdom, as I proclaimed to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. I also was with you in weakness and fear and in great trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, so that your faith would not rest on the wisdom of mankind, but on the power of God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, the power of the Holy Spirit. Paul's just talking there that the only thing that he knew was Jesus Christ and him crucified, nothing else. And that's what we need to do. We need to be completely consumed and know nothing but Jesus Christ and him crucified. All the things of the world, the things of man, do not count anymore. It's time to have a true fear of God and not a fear of man, and to move in the power of the Holy Spirit. Don't be like one of the Christians that attend a church that's mentioned in the beginning of Revelation that Jesus rebukes, that he says that, I do not know you, I spit you out of my mouth. These are Jesus' words to the 7 churches in the book of Revelation. Don't be an attendee of one of those churches. I often talk about the remnant that is in churches, that God is looking for the remnant to rise up. I really feel he's sifting people's hearts right now to work out what type of Christian they are. Are they a Christian of the book of Acts that is in love with Jesus? Or are they a Christian of one of those 7 churches to which Jesus writes warnings to? Are they members of a church that fear God and don't fear man? Are they a member of a church that doesn't adopt the doctrines of the world and change to follow those doctrines? Or are they follow the doctrines of the scriptures of the word of God? Are you one of those that want to be bold for him? Are you one of those that wants to be walking in the power of the Holy Spirit? Are you one of those that wants to be overflowing with his love so much that it influences every single person around you? Do you want to be one of those people that doesn't want to see people perish in hell? Your family, your friends, your acquaintances, the stranger on the street. Do you want to be one of those people that lives the Book of Acts Church? I want to pray for you. Father God, I give thanks for every single person that's watching this video right now. And Lord, for those who do not have that deep encounter and revelation of you and that love with you that overflows, I ask, Lord, that you would give them that revelation, that they would have a life-changing encounter with you, that you would fill them with your Holy Spirit and fire, that they would go out in fire to preach the gospel. They would go out in the power of the Holy Spirit, but all centered on you. Jesus, will you just give them an even greater, deeper encounter and love for you? And just ask, Father, that there'll be people changed today, that people's hearts would be changed, that there would be a fire and a desire rising in people to be obedient to you. And Holy Spirit, I ask that you just fill every single person watching with the conviction, the fire, righteousness and holiness of God. Holy Spirit, that you would completely consume them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Amen. God bless you guys. I love you, and I'll see you on the next video.